Chapter 159. Upon my word. Apostrophe apostrophe cried the old gentleman ironically. I am very sorry to have done anything which has lessened your affection for me, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Winkle, but I will say, at the same time, that I have no reason to be ashamed of having this lady for my wife, nor you of having her for a daughter. Apostrophe, give me your hand, Nat, apostrophe said the old gentleman, in an altered voice. Kiss me, my love. You are a very charming little daughter-in-law after all. Apostrophe, apostrophe, in a few minutes' time Mr. Winkle went in search of Mr. Pickwick, and returning with that gentleman, presented him to his father, whereupon they shook hands for 5 minutes incessantly. Apostrophe Mr. Pickwick, I thank you most heartily for all your kindness to my son, apostrophe said old Mr. Winkle, in a bluff, straightforward way. I am a hasty fellow, and when I saw you last, I was vexed and taken by surprise. I have judged for myself now, and am more than satisfied. Shall I make any more apologies, Mr. Pickwick? Apostrophe, not one, apostrophe replied that gentleman. You have done the only thing wanting to complete my happiness. Apostrophe, hereupon there was another shaking of hands for 5 minutes longer, accompanied by a great number of complimentary speeches, which, besides being complimentary, had the additional and very novel recommendation of being sincere. Sam had dutifully seen his father to the Belsovich, when, on returning, he encountered the fat boy in the court, who had been charged with the delivery of a note from Emily Wardle. I say, apostrophe said Joe, who was unusually loquacious, what a pretty girl Mary is, isn't she? I am so fond of her, I am. Apostrophe, Mr. Weller made no verbal remark in reply, but eyeing the fat boy for a moment, quite transfixed at his presumption, led him by the collar to the corner, and dismissed him with a harmless but ceremonious kick. After which, he walked home, whistling. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.